John Mosby, translation.
Shri Gurudev was saying that Shri Krishna appeared here in a complete form in Mathura, and he appeared in a more complete form in Gokul, because there is no question of Bhagavan ever being incomplete. Om Purnam Purnamida Purnam Purnam Suvadachati. That we cannot say that Krishna is partial in any way. That we can say that Krishna appeared here in the form of Narayan here in Mathura. But in his original form of Swayam Bhagavan, he appeared in Gokul. So here in Gokul, in Mathura, it appears that out of fear of Kamsa, that Krishna asked Vasudeva and Devaki to take you to Gokul. I will make all arrangements for you. At that time, Yogamaya arranged for the prison doors to open, and all the guards were sleeping, and the chains on the hands and feet of Vasudeva and Devaki automatically opened. And Vasudeva Maharaj took Sri Krishna towards Gokul. That time the rain was so heavy no one could see anything, and the Yamuna was in complete flood. How to cross? At that time Yogamaya took the form of a jackal, and she crossed the Yamuna. So Vasudeva Maharaj thought, how wonderful, even though the Yamuna is in such heavy flood, I will also cross there. So as he was crossing, the Yamuna had a desire to touch the feet of her Lord. Therefore she rose higher and higher. And Vasudeva Maharaj had kept Krishna in a basket, and Krishna put his feet out of the basket and touched Yamuna. And being satisfied, then she fell down to her original position. That time as he went to Gokul, so we should understand who went to Gokul, who stayed in Mathura. Krishna, Mathura is Krishna, he never leaves Mathura. And Dwarka is Krishna, he never leaves Dwarka. And Vrajananandan, Vraja is Krishna, he never leaves Vrindavan. Then we should understand Yamuna is divided into half. This half belongs to Mathura, and the far side, that side belongs to Gokul or Vrindavan. Therefore, at halfway, Mathura is Krishna returned, and Gokul, Vrajananandan and Krishna came on that side halfway across the Yamuna. Vasudeva Maharaj brought his Krishna there, and he saw a sleeping girl that Yasoda had given birth to. He kept his son there and took Yogamaya in his basket and returned back to Mathura. So why Sri Krishna took birth in this world? Why he performed his lila? There are so many causes, and we will discuss some of the main ones. Of course, in Gita, Krishna says, Dharma Samstapanata. O Arjuna, I come here to establish Dharma. Parasanaya Sadhanam Vinasaya Tadushkritam. I come here to protect the sadhus and to destroy the demons. But these are all secondary reasons. Because performing activities like killing demons and removing the burden of the earth and protecting sadhus, these are activities that can be performed by Vishnu. Therefore, who is Vishnu? He is a part, and then a secondary part, an ounce of an ounce of an ounce, and then a color of an ounce, that is of Krishna, that is Sri Vishnu. There is no necessity for Krishna himself to perform these activities when Vishnu himself can do it very easily. Inside Krishna is Vishnu and he himself is performing these activities. Therefore, these are not the real reasons of Sri Krishna's appearance. In taking the meaning of a verse, there's two ways you can do it. One is Mukhya Vritti, the other one is? And the other one is secondary ways. Direct and indirect, we say. So in the same way, which type of dharma did Krishna come to establish? Only Vanashram dharma. But really we should understand that Krishna came to establish Sanatana dharma. What is the Sanatana dharma of the jiva? The souls have forgotten Bhagavan, and because of this ignorance, they are rotating constantly in the endless cycle of birth and death. To reclaim them, Sri Krishna himself has come in the form of Narasimha, Ram, Brahman, etc. Of all the incarnations, three are special. They are called Paravastha Tattva. That is Sri Ramchandra, Sri Nrisimhadev, and especially Sri Krishna. Nrsingadev appeared to save Prahlad Maharaj. But see, Krishna and Mahaprabhu, who are both Swayam Bhagavan, when he appears, his eternal associates, his Nityasiddha Parikas, appear with him. Because without associates, there is no question of performing pastimes. So Krishna and Mahaprabhu appear with these eternal associates, and by hearing of these pastimes that he performs with them, the devotee's mind will become very fixed on Krishna, and gradually, by performing bhajan, he can achieve perfection of realizing his sarup, that is called sarup siddhi. Of all the pastimes of Krishna, Ras Lila is the best. Why? Because without Radharani, there is no question of Sri Ras Lila. Therefore, to manifest the glories of Sri Radhika, Krishna performed pastimes such as Ras Lila. But Srimati Radhika is not alone. She is with her Kaivyuha, her non-different expansions. By performing these pastimes, Krishna manifests the excellence of Sakya Ras, that which is superior to that in the form of Vatsali Ras, and superior even to Vatsali Ras is the Parikya Ras of the Braja Gopis. To manifest these things, Krishna manifested in this world. Krishna himself admitted, Na Pariham, the Divijit Samhitam, Swasadhu, Kritam, Vipunayu, Sivivā, Mambhajam, Durgara, Geha, Shinkara, Samprishtityat, Pratiyadu, Sadhunam. O Gopis, for me you have given up all type of Vedharma, all shyness. You have given up Ajapat, following your relatives and attraction for them. You have given up all this for my satisfaction. Therefore, I am indebted to you. I cannot repay you, even if I am in a lifetime of Lord Brahma. Please be satisfied by your own good nature, Sadhu Swabhava. To manifest these glories of the gopis, Krishna manifested in this world. In Ras Lila, the gopis became somewhat proud. Oh, Krishna is with me. Therefore, to break their pride, Krishna disappeared from Ras Lila. All the millions of gopis searched everywhere for Krishna. And what did they find? They could only find the footprints of Krishna. And in the middle, there was a footprint of one young lady. The other gopis, they said, Ararita Nunam Bhagavan Hari Iswaro. Who is this girl? We don't know. But she must have performed very intense worship of Lord Narayan, because with that sukriti, Lord Krishna has taken her and left aside all of us. Actually, the gopis on the side of Radhika, the Swapaksh gopis, they were happy seeing the footprints of Radhika, but also they felt some unhappiness because we cannot serve Radha and Krishna because we are separate from them. Therefore, we should not have any desires. We should not ask anything from Bhagavan. If Krishna may ask, what do you want? The devotees say, we want to serve you more. Then Krishna will become even more indebted to us. Therefore, be very careful. We should not keep any material desires within our hearts. Of course, there may be examples such as Draupadi when she was being stripped. That was an emergency situation. Therefore, she cried to Krishna. But really, there is no need to cry to Krishna for anything because he understands everything very nicely. The Sudarshan Chakra always revolves over the head of the devotees, protecting them in all ways. Therefore, we should take complete shelter of Krishna and become fearless in every respect. If we think that others will protect us, others will save us, this means we have not fully surrendered to him. Therefore, the essence of all this is Krishna manifested to manifest the glories of the gopis and especially Srimati Radhika. Sri Vishwanath Chakra Thakur has explained that Krishna really performed Ras Lila to manifest the excellence of Srimati Radhika. There are other causes why Krishna appeared, such as the deliverance of Putana. How could Putana go to Gokul? What inspired her? Actually, all Krishna's pastimes, there is no touch of Maya, the illusory potency. All these pastimes are performed under the influence of Yogamaya. Therefore, Yogamaya herself inspired the heart of Putana to come to Gokul. Did Krishna kill her? Did he murder her? No. On the excuse of taking milk, he actually released her from that material body and gave her an eternal position, her sarup. Actually, the soul of Putana is not a rakshasi. All souls are servants of Krishna. And what position did he give Putana? Not the position of mother, but the position of nursemaid, Dhatri. Therefore, Krishna came and he gave liberation, and even more than liberation, he gave sarup siddhi to demons like Kamsa, Agasur and Bakasur, which they could not have attained even after performing austerities for millions and millions of years. Therefore, Sri Krishna can give everything, and Krishna is so kind. Last night he gave so much rain because all the devotees will have to fast today. Therefore, Krishna gave them some mercy. So Gurudev said, we pray to Krishna, he can inspire Indra night time to send more rain, because all India there is no rain and everyone is crying, and Krishna can give his mercy like that. Go Premanandi!